This is Michael Bridges. It was an experience that every black male should have made. It might not never happen again, but my point, as long as we go back home tonight or tomorrow and we put it into effect, just don't do the talking, and we from the show me state, let's put it into action.
This is Jerry Jones. It's not necessarily a black and white issue. It's really a, from a personal level, in terms of how we are going to progress from what we've heard and how we've been inspired today.
Yeah, what's up? It's Brother D. We're going back home, just taking off. I give great honor and praise to God for being able to come here and just unite with my brothers, and it feels so good taking a very good history lesson, and Brother Minister Farrakhan and everybody was fantastic. All the sisters and everybody, and it's overwhelming. Words really can't describe the event. I give much praise to God.
Name is Alex Peterson. This march was incredible. Something that I think I'll never, ever, ever, as long as I live and as long as my children live, will never forget. I was lucky to videotape the march and the position where I was set up. I was able to see a lot of key people that participated, but most of all, never have I been in a place where I felt at ease with 2 million black men, strong, sober black men. Again, my name is Alex Peterson, and this is a day that I'll never forget.
This is Kenya Janaku again after the Million Man March. Even though the media said it was only 400,000, I'm sure it was at least 2 million. It was a great day. There wasn't any fights. I didn't see any brothers drinking. I didn't see any brothers smoking any drugs. It was just a very, very peaceful day.
I'm Steve Byers, and we're coming back from the Million Man March, and I can tell you something. I really enjoyed it. It was an enlightening experience. From where we were sitting, we were on the hill, and we could see mountains of people from the Washington Memorial all the way to the Capitol. It was very enlightening to see. I enjoyed it. I will never forget this as long as I live. I wish I would have brought my son, Stephen B.
Here on the return flight to St. Louis from the Million Man March. This is E.B. Redmond speaking. Around me there are a number of auras and atmospheres among the, oh, I guess, 150 or so men on this TWA flight. A mixture of euphoria, anxiety, anticipation, about returning home and rejoining family and implementing many of the strategies, methodologies, psychologies, ideologies, techniques, plans, concepts, paradigms, and schemas that were shared today, that were gleaned from what was said, seen, and done today. One pervading feeling is that the media can be trusted. People like myself, who attended the 1963 March on Washington, recall that the crowd then was only about 1/4, 1/5 of what the crowd today was. Yet the media says that only 400,000 people attended the march. Our sources, of course, put the figure at 1 million plus. So despite the rather dampening of feelings, or the damp feelings that created by the media's official estimates of men in attendance, the overall feeling here among the men seems to be one of high highness, anxiety, anticipation, jubilance, rejuvenation, readiness. Seems to be a high state of readiness, even among the fatigue, which is very, very evident. These men have been up since 3 or 4 o'clock this morning. Several of them told me that they didn't go to bed at all because they had to get up so early. They watched the pre-march proceedings on C-SPAN, and it goes on and on in that manner.
This is Tim Jones. I think today was a phenomenal event. It was just amazing to me. No surprises to me, however. I always knew that it would be a million men there. I always knew it would be more than a million men there. Taking the state of this country into mind, there are so many of us who have been oppressed and are depressed about the state of the black male, and it was a very uplifting thing to see so many people there, so many people there to make a statement, to send a message to white America that we've taken all we can possibly take, and you're going to have to start to become accountable to us in order to survive. I think it was a blessing that the Lord allowed me to come to this event today, and I will take back with me so much encouragement and so much inspiration and give that back to the community that allowed me to come here today.
It's Jerry Fitch. My response to the Million Man March is that I will personally take up the challenge issued by the Minister Farrakhan to become active once again in my church. I'm one of those who drop out and drop in. I think this is something that I can do. Let's go back in and make a difference. Also, I will become more involved in an organization which is dedicated toward teaching tennis to minority youths. That's my personal challenge. Thank you.
My name is Edward Davis. Just coming back from the march, and it was very exciting, very understanding, and very important that this march was accomplished. And I'm glad that I was a part of the march. And I'll be back whenever there's any other march led by Minister Louis Farrakhan. I will be right back again. Thank you.
My name is Antonio Brown, 25, from St. Louis, Missouri. My thoughts on the march, it's the best thing ever to happen for black men. Without controversy arising first, the man made the call, we answered, and all we have to do is follow out the plan. I wish us the best of luck, and I'm going to be in the front line, trying to help and give all that I can. Antonio Brown.
Remember the message and not the messenger. Peace, love, and emotion to you all. Be safe, and let's take care of our communities. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Yeah, we can remember the messenger too.
Yeah.